In an election year that's happening during a recession, the words job creation may sound like a broken record. But today, officials touted Florida's fledgling high-speed rail project as a real jobs creator. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio said the multi-billion dollar project is a local version of the federal stimulus.
May this very large project of the 21st century, $2.5 billion worth of construction, 15,000 jobs associated with it, may many of those jobs belong to people right here in the Tampa Bay area. That is my fervent hope with regards to this project.
Karen Harrow is president of Geologic and Environmental Testing, a local firm with 10 employees. She said she'd like her firm to be a part of the massive project.
We're looking to see what type of opportunities are out there for our small business to work on the high-speed rail. And we would like to look at their if they need any drilling or any of the prep work, and if we could be included in on the teams.
Florida Rail Enterprise, the leg of the State Department of Transportation that's heading the project, says it wants to enlist the help of what it calls disadvantaged business enterprises. Today, U.S. Department of Transportation Administrator Ruth Dillard gave an overview of what this means, but said there are no specific quotas of disadvantaged businesses that project leaders are looking to recruit.
You have to be a small business. The firm has to be at least 51% owned by the minority or the disadvantaged owner, and the control of the firm and the daily business operations has to be handled by that minority individual.
Kevin Tebow is executive director of Florida Rail Enterprise. He said such businesses can get in at all levels of the new system.
Well, for these businesses, they're looking for the opportunity, even though they're small and they realize it's a $2 billion project. What part can they play in the development of this role, of this project? Can they help with the construction? Can they help with the engineering? Can they help with the maintenance of it? And each one of them brings skill sets to help can do that, from designing the stations to being the plumbers for the stations to so on.
In January, President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden came to Tampa and announced that Florida was getting $1.25 billion in federal stimulus funds for high-speed rail. That's less than half of what the state had asked for. Tebow said the rest would come from a number of places, including the state, and a grant that the state has yet to get.
We actually submitted another application back in August, beginning of the month, August 6th, actually, to look for the rest of the funds, and we hope to hear it first week in October.
Tebow added that he's optimistic that Florida will see that grant money from the federal government.
Well, we feel very confident with our application. We've got a very successful project, and we'll continue moving forward with it.
The first leg of the high-speed rail line will run from Orlando to Tampa. The second would extend from Orlando to Miami. The Orlando to Tampa line's expected completion year is 2015. Stops are slated in Orlando International Airport, International Drive, Walt Disney World, and Lakeland. The train's Tampa terminus would be in downtown. Some critics say the train should stop at Tampa International Airport. Tebow disagrees.
Well, the reason why was the vision of the community back when we started the project in the early decade. When we met with the community leaders at the time, they believed that the best way to connect the people of Tampa is through the downtown hub. And so that's how we've developed the project. It's got its approval from the federal government based upon that, and that's how we're able to move forward with it.
U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, who doesn't support the airport stop either, has called the project the backbone of the new economy for Florida.
And as we lift our community, it's going to be all of you, our small business owners, that participate in a variety of ways that help lift this economy and get us all back on track.
Geologic and Environmental Testing President Karen Harrow says she's excited about what high-speed rail could do for the region.
It's a big, exciting time for Florida. I really hadn't been following the high-speed rail as much as other people, but when we heard about it, we decided this might be a good opportunity to come down and look for work. And what's been interesting about it is there's quite a bit of enthusiasm and opportunity for Florida to grow.
The workshop preceded a public forum on the project, which begins at 6:30 this evening at the Tampa Convention Center. The public is welcome to ask questions and voice their concerns on the project. Small business owners interested in working on the project can find out how to apply at www.floridahighspeedrail.org. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.